It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have a Camden Conference girls basketball game for you tonight. It's the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks hosting the Minneota Vikings. Blackjacks come into the game, 4 wins and 7 losses. Minneota, they are 9-5 on the season. Dawson Boyd, they're coming off last Friday a loss at home here against Clinton Graceville Beardsley, 68-50. Minneota, they played last Saturday at home against state-ranked Mayor Lutheran. Mayor Lutheran making the long road trip to Minneota on, actually that was Friday night. Mayor Lutheran ranked number 2 in Class A. Mayor Lutheran, 10 wins and 1 loss, and they beat Minneota 61-46. The Vikings are actually on a 2-game losing streak. I don't know how many times you can have said that over the years in Minneota basketball, but they lost to a very good Central Minnesota Christian team on Thursday, January 9th, and then they lost to Mayor Lutheran on Friday. Central Minnesota Christian, 11-2. Overall, so two quality teams there. I did talk with head coach Alan Pink of Minneota just a few minutes ago, and he says, well, you know, he likes playing high quality teams, gets them ready for section play, and makes them better, he said. So, Dawson Boyd, as I mentioned, 7 their wins are over Ortonville, Benson, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, and Tracy Milroy Ballatin. And the Vikings looking to play the Minneota Vikings. The Blackjacks looking to play Minneota here tonight, just in a few minutes. B Squad, Minneota defeated Dawson Boyd in B Squad action, 56-15. Let's take a look at some other games before we get to your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. Camby, they're in first win of the season. Yellow Medicine East is at Central Minnesota Christian in Prinsburg. McCray, they are hosting Lakeview. Lakeview Laker girls with a very good record of 16-3. RCW is at KMS. And KMS, not surprisingly, but I'm surprised by their record so far. They're 13-0. KMS Fighting Saints, 13-0. And Tracy Milroy Ballatin's at Southwest Minnesota Christian. That's girls basketball. Just a couple of boys games tonight. Yellow Medicine East is at Benson, and Ortonville's at Ashby. Let's take a look at your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the visiting Minneota Vikings, 9 wins and 5 losses. Number 1, Sarah Greenis. Greenis is a 5'8 junior. Number 2, Jalen Cookett. Jalen is a 5'10 sophomore. Claire Ross, a 5'7 senior guard. Number 14, Eden Mahar, a 5'7 freshman. Kirsten Huzzabuzz, number 21. Huzzabuzz is a 5'3 senior. That's your starting 5 for the Minneota Vikings. They're coached by Alan Panka, Bryce Jepson, and Ireland Stassen. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. Number 3, Claire Stratmone. Number 11, Laura Schreier. Number 12, Lindsay Lund. Lund's a 5'6 senior. Number 15, Alyssa Swazinski. Alyssa is a 5'11 junior. And number 32, Olivia Essling, a 5'11 sophomore. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson, and the JV coach is Terry White. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. And we thank Tony for sponsoring the starting lineups and all the sports all year long here on Q92. I was just looking at the state polls in Class A for girls basketball. Goodhue is ranked number one, and they have a 10-4 record, so their four losses are against AA, 3A, 4A teams. Mayor Lutheran, as I mentioned, they're ranked number two. Then Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, they're undefeated at 12-0. Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, they're 12-0. They're ranked fourth. Mountain Iron Buell, they're always in the top 10 year after year. Up by the Duluth area, they're 11-2. Ranked sixth is Kitson County Central. Seventh is Belgrade Brutnell Rosa with a 9-5 record. And then a local team, the Hancock Owls, 9-2. They're ranked eighth in Class A. Walker Lee is ranked ninth with a 12-1 record. And Underwood ranked 10th. That's your top 10 in Double A. A couple area teams ranked in Double A. A couple area teams ranked. Sauk Center ranked 5th. Minnewaska area ranked 8th. That's your state rankings there. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem, and we'll be back with the Minneona Vikings and the Dawson Boys Blackjacks and girls basketball.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And it's the Vikings and the Blackjacks in a Camden Conference matchup tonight. and looking forward to Esslin being introduced. Right now, hey, you know what? I know the Minnesota Vikings are on the television, but we got a really nice crowd here tonight. The Vikings here and the Blackjacks. Once again, your starters, Stratmon, Lund, Sosinski, Esslin, and Laura Schreier for the Blackjacks. For the Vikings, Greenis, Cookett, Rost, Mahar, and Huzzabuzz. Your starters there. The Vikings are in their white jerseys. And the Blackjacks in their home black. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings go down to Cookett right off the bat. Looks like a man-to-man defense or woman-to-woman defense here for Dawson Boyd. Here's a three-point shot from the top of the key. That's no good by Huzzabuzz, picked up by the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks are off and running with Stratmon. Here's Lindsey Lund for three. That glanced off the rim. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Minnesota basketball. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for Camden Conference girls basketball. Minnesota with the ball. Ball game just underway. Here's Jalen Cookett, number two. She's been with us for Minnesota. Cookett with the ball. And she's a young, and she goes to the basket and then partially blocked there. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to remain with Minnesota. Jalen Cookett is a 5'10 sophomore, and she's having a tremendous season for the Vikings. Vikings inbounded underneath their own basket. Mahar, a ninth grader with the basketball. They get it down inside the paint. Mahar looking good defense there by Dawson Boyd. Here's a jump shot in the paint. That's no good. Nice rebound by Olivia Esslin, the 5'11 sophomore. No score. Blackjacks with the possession. Lund in the corner to number 15, Swazinski. Alyssa back out. Kicks it in the corner to Lindsay, and she can't. Oh, she keeps the ball from going out of bounds. Nice job there by Lindsay Lund. And they go down low to Schreier, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Minnesota basketball. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. Minnesota with their third possession down the floor here to start the game. Has yet to score. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Number five, Claire Ross, got the start tonight. She tries, puts a shot up off the backboard. No good. Rebound put up and in by the Vikings. Number 14, and that's Eden Mahar, the ninth grader. Gets the scoring started here tonight. And look at, oh, nice drive by Claire Stratmon. And she missed the layup. And then it's rebounded and put up and in by Olivia Esslin. And we're tied 2-2. Minnesota with the 9 wins and 5 losses. The ball's loose on the floor, and Esslin picks it up. Boy, Olivia's playing great the first couple minutes here for Dawson Boyd. She is tall. She's listed at 5'11". Here's Lund, Lindsay the senior. And here's Swazinski for three, and it goes! And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks have a 5-2 lead on a three-pointer by Alyssa. And the Vikings throw it out of bounds. Claire Ross is trying to hit Cookett down low. And Dawson Boyd with a 5-2 lead, thanks to a three-pointer there by Swazinski. We've played 3 minutes of the ball game. 5-2 Dawson Boyd. Stratmon left wing to Swazinski. Blackjacks really stepping it up defensively, but now they're on offense. They throw it in the Esslin, almost thrown away. Esslin chases a loose ball down and picks it back up. Now, Olivia's going to the basket, and a charge called on Dawson Boyd's Olivia Esslin. Charge called there. Adam Fosleen, the referee. And Minnesota will bring the ball up the floor. They're down by 5-2. Bringing it up is Hustlebuzz. She's a senior point guard for the Vikings. Gets it in the cook it. Jalen in the paint. Pulls it back out. Mineota being patient. They want to get a good shot off here. Here's Ross. Puts up a one-handed shot, and it goes in. Claire Ross. And it's 5-4. 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Schreier with the ball into Essling. Kicks it in the corner. Szczynski from way out. 3 by Alyssa. Back-to-back three-pointers by the junior Alyssa Szczynski. And the Blackjacks have an 8-4 lead. And the Vikings go down low. Here's a three-pointer by Hustlebuzz, and it's good. A three. And all of a sudden, we've got three-pointers flying around. And it's 8-7, 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks with the possession. Essling to Claire Stratmone, the ninth grader. Claire puts up a long three, and that's off the back iron. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Mineota comes away with it. Down to Cookett. Jalen scores her first basket. Nice pass assist there. I believe it was from Maher. And just like that, Mineota down 8-4. Now they lead 9-8. Essling, Szczynski to Olivia Essling with a basket underneath. Nice assist by Alyssa. And the back and forth, the lead changes. 10-9 now. Dawson Boyd leads the Vikings by one. Ross gets it down low to Maher. Here's Greenis. And the pass goes. Now the Vikings keep it. But there's a picked off by Stratmone, I believe, or Schreier steals the ball. Laura with a nice steal there defensively. Now Lund loses the ball, and it's going to remain. Nose last touch by Jalen Cookett. Got Nevaeh Hennon coming in for Mineota and Libby Seussner. For the Blackjacks, we've got number 5, Addison Jorgens. And number 12, Lund comes out. Yamlin in. Here's a long three-pointer by Szczynski. That one rattled in and out. No good. Here come the Vikings. Then they go quickly down the floor to number 22, Krog. And she scores. Hadley Krog scores, and it's 11-10. How many lead changes have we had here to start this basketball game? Now it's a 1-point lead for Mineota. Here's Szczynski going to the basket. She loses the ball. No, it was last touched by Mineota, the referee says. Coach Alan Panka pacing back and forth, the head coach for the Vikings, and Rachel Hawkinson doing the same on the other bench. 11-10, Mineota leading. Dawson Boyd with the possession. They have a chance to take the lead with a basket here. Stratmone, top of the key. Pulls it back out. Shot clock. Here's Szczynski. Oh, Stratmon. Two for a shot off the rim. No good. Stratmon gets it. Szczynski for three. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Jalen Cookett. Cookett off and running. Fast break for Mineota. And number 12 is pushed. Libby Seussner is fouled by a Blackjack. 11-10. It looks like number 11, Lawyer Schreier, comes back in and Essling back in. Stratmone and Szczynski get a breather. Mineota inbounds it to Cookett. Shot missed it. Gets her own rebound. And then she's fouled, shooting her second. No, a travel call. The travel call on Cookett. Oh, my goodness. Lindsey Lund will inbound the ball. The Blackjacks will have to go the full length of the court. They're down by a point, 11-10, with 11-16 to play in the first half. Here's a full court press put on by Mineota, and the Blackjacks break it beautiful. Essling goes down, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Nevaeh Hennon. Nevaeh Hennon's off and running, holds it up, pulls it back out. no good. Olivia Essling with the rebound. Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket. They're down by a point, 11-10. In the paint, a shot up. That was by Schreier. It was way short. And it goes, picked up by the Vikings. They're down to Cook it. Jalen. It goes to the basket and loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. 11-10, Mineota into the game for the first time for Dawson Boyd. Jordan Strand. Strand's a 5'3 junior. Blackjacks inbound. Full court pressure put on by the Vikings. And the Blackjacks throw it back. Lund chases it down. And they're having trouble getting it over the half-court line. Now Lindsay stepped out of bounds on the side court right in front of Coach Rachel Hutchinson. So a turnover there by the Blackjacks. 11-10. Mineota leading by one. And they'll inbound it on their side of the court. Here's a shot put up by the Vikings. That's no good. Nice box out by Essling. Essling with another rebound for Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks once again, down by 1 point, 11-10. Lund will put up a three for the lead. It's short. Essling with the rebound and put back. Olivia Essling with 6 points, and the Blackjacks retake the lead, 12-11. Wow. 9:50 to go in the first half. Here's a long three-pointer by the Vikings. Number four, Nevaeh Hennon. No good. Gets her own rebound. And it goes out of bounds. Back in for the Blackjacks, Claire Stratmone. Blackjacks have a one-point lead, 12-11. Vikings will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They can take the lead again with a basket here into Nevaeh Hennon on the right wing. Here's a three-pointer from deep in the corner. No good. That was by Huzzabuzz. No good. The Blackjacks pick it up. Here's Claire Stratmone going one-on-one with Nevaeh Hennon. And Hennon blocks her shot. Claire gets her own, gets the ball back. Here's Essling. Scores again. Holy cow, Olivia Essling. 8 points for Essling here in the first half. And the Vikings have a three-point lead. 14-11. And now the Mineota Vikings throw it out of bounds. Coach Alan Panka not happy. Three substitutes coming in. Sarah Green is back in. Claire Rost in for the Vikings. The Vikings will keep their full court press on the Blackjacks. 14-11. Blackjacks break that full court press. Man, they've done well doing that. Here's Essling in the paint, and Essling turns, shoots, and scores again! 10 points for Essling, biggest lead of the half here for the Blackjacks, 16-11. Nevaeh Hennon with the basketball at the top of the key. Swings it over to Greenis. Inside to number 14, Mahar, back to Nevaeh. A lot of these basketball players on the state tournament volleyball team for Mineota. Greenis bounces it inside, turns shot up. That was no good. A rebound by Essling. 16-11, Dawson Boyd leading Mineota, and they have the basketball. Under 8 minutes to go in the half. Good first half of basketball. Oh, now Blackjacks, there was that Schreier, I think, fell down dribbling the ball, and Mineota picks it up. Mineota with the basketball now down 16-11. Here's a shot put up and in by number 14, Eden Mahar. Her fourth point. 16-13. Blackjacks leading Mineota. Blackjacks with a 4-7 record. Mineota with a 9-5 record. Essling at the free throw line. Here's Stratmone. Stratmone looking to pass it, gets it to Essling. Essling pops it back out. Here's Schreier for three, and that's hard off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Eden Mahar. Here come the Vikings. They go down low, and the Blackjacks almost picked it off. Hennon, Nevaeh with the ball. 16-13, Dawson Boyd leading by 3 points. Nevaeh Hennin, jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded there by Schreier. Laura gets it over to Stratmoon. It's a 3-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 16-13. Stratmoon goes, kicks it in the corner to Lund. Lund for three, almost banked it in for three. Schreier with the rebound, put up, no good. Rebound by Minnesota's Claire Rost. Rost across midcourt. Here's Nevaeh with a jump shot, and that one is no good, but the Vikings are having a tough time scoring. But you got to give credit to this Dawson Boyd defense. They're bringing it here in the first half. 6:13 to play in the first half, and Dawson Boyd leading the Minnesota Vikings by 3 points. 16-13. Full court press put on, and a blackjack, so we got a whistle. And they're going to call a foul on Minnesota's number one, Sarah Greenis. Wow. So the Blackjacks, Addison Jorgens comes in for Essling. Essling's coming out. What a first half Olivia has played, Essling. Full court press, and it's picked off by Greenis, and she puts the shot up, missed it. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Swazinski dribbling the ball down the floor, gets it over to Claire. Here's Schreier, kicks it over to Swazinski. Olivia, or Alyssa, has two three-pointers so far in the first half. Jump shot by Stratmoon, that's no good. Picked up there by Eden Mahar, and Mahar's off and running. Here's Hennin. Hennin in the paint, goes right to the basket, scoops it up, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings in the paint, taken away by Swazinski. Good defense by the Blackjacks. They are playing great defense right now. 5:20 to go in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Stratmoon on it right in front of Coach Panka, and she tried to hit Swazinski breaking to the basket, but Nevaeh Hennin knocked it out of bounds. And it'll remain with Dawson Boyd underneath their own basket. The Blackjacks have a 3-point lead. 16-13. Swazinski inbounds it. Oh, and it's picked off on the inbound pass by Cookett. Jalen anticipated the pass there. Now they go down low. Vikings with the ball, down by three. Here's a three-pointer to tie it, and it's good by number five, Claire Rost. And a three-pointer has tied it up, 16-16. And we have a timeout on the floor with 4:55 to play in the first half. We're all tied 16-16. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. That knows how to be structured. Great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. We're all tied up 16-16. Lindsay Lund for the Blackjacks just went to the basket, and she was fouled by Eden Mahar. So Lindsay will go to the free throw line to try to break the 16-16 tie, and she does. Lindsay Lund gets on the scoreboard, and it's 17-16. Dawson Boyd, Lindsay's second free throw. And that's also good. And the Blackjacks have a two-point lead, 18-16. I'd like to know how many lead changes that we've had here in the first half. It's amazing. Vikings go down low to Jalen Cookett. Nice move to the basket. Boy, she is a good-looking young ball player, Jalen Cookett, 5'10", sophomore. And we're tied 18-18. Lund. Ooh, Lindsay, take that three, and then she drives to the basket, and she runs over a Viking, and the ball went off Lund's hand. It went out of bounds. And the Minnesota Vikings will get the ball back. Tied up 18-18. 18-18. Here come the Vikings up the floor to try to break the tie. They go to the right wing to the freshman, Eden Maher, being guarded by Essling. Here's Greenis. Greenis goes in the paint just in front of the free throw line and shoots. Scores. Sarah Greenis with her first basket. And the Vikings retake the lead, 20-18. Stratmon with the ball. And they go down to Essling, who's been hot. Kicks it out to Lund for three in the lead. And it, no, it won't go. Essling with the rebound and put back again. Oh, my goodness. Essling's on fire here in the first half. And we're tied 20-20. Wow, what a first half of basketball by Essling. Shot put up by the Vikings, no good. Rebounded by Lund. Here come the Blackjacks. We're tied 20-20. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. I think that was by Schreier. It was. It went off the rim hard. Now the Vikings quickly go down the floor to Maher underneath, too far underneath the Viking basket, and they put it back out to the top of the key. Maher on the left ring, right in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Minnesota with the ball. Down low, off Greenis's hand, out of bounds, Blackjack ball. 3 minutes to play. What a first half of basketball. Is this fun or what? This is really a great half of girls basketball here. Minnesota with a 9-5 record. Some of their losses, of course, have been to double-A schools. And now Maher steals the ball, and Maher goes in for the layup and scores. Nice play by Eden. She's just a ninth grader, and she puts the Vikings back up on top, 22-20. Schreier bounces it into Essling. Back to Laura. Here's Lund. Lund turns, faces the basket, nowhere to go, gets it back over to Stratmon. Claire, 22-20, Minnesota leading by two. Essling goes hard to the basket and lays it up. Oh, she missed it. And that would have been huge there. Here comes Cookett down the floor and lays it up. Jalen answers it back. So a missed opportunity for Dawson Boyd, and Jalen Cookett went down the floor herself and laid it up and in, and it's a four-point lead for Minnesota, 24-20. Blackjacks need a bucket. Here's Essling. Goes to the basket, scoops it up and in, underhanded by Olivia Essling. 14 points for the sophomore. Wow, 24-22. Here's Cookett. Cookett being guarded by Slozinski. Jalen goes to the basket, uses her left hand, and lays it off the glass. She's smooth. 26-22, Minnesota. Stratmon, or this is Schreier, number 11. Blackjack here, Slozinski for three. Glanced hard off the rim, no good. Goes in the corner. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Minnesota basketball with 1:08 to play. Lindsay Lund comes in for Essling. What a job Essling's done in the first half. Got to be by far her first best half of basketball this year. All right, Vikings with the ball. They have a four-point lead. They go into Cookett. Jalen uses that left hand again and scores again. And she's on fire right now, the 10th grader, Jalen Cookett. 28-22. Blackjacks with the ball. Gets it out to Schreier. Picked off went through Schreier's hand. Nevaeh Hennin steals the ball. Nevaeh goes in for the layup. Nevaeh Hennin gets her first basket, and it's a 30-22 lead just like that. 25 seconds to play in the first half. Blackjacks with the ball. They need a bucket here. They go inside the Lund, in the paint. Lund uses her left hand, shoots, and she's fouled. And Lindsay will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 16 seconds to play before halftime. Lund at the line. She was there before, and she just went 2-for-2 from the line. 30-22, Mineota. Lund at the line, free throws up, and she makes it look so easy. 3 points for Lindsay, all from the free throw line. Second free throw here by Lindsay. And that one is also nothing but net. Wow, good free throw shooting by Lindsay Lund. 30-24. Vikings with the ball in their last possession. 10 seconds to go. They go down low to Jalen. It goes through her legs out of bounds with 7 seconds to play. Dawson Boyd will have a shot here. Full court pressure put on by Mineota. Dawson Boyd will have to go the full length of the court with 7 seconds. They get it inbound, and it's picked up, and now it's stolen at midcourt. Here's a half court shot. No good. And we're at halftime. It's Mineota 30, Dawson Boyd 24. Excellent first half of basketball by both teams. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance. Toll free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
As we say goodbye to 2024 and look ahead to 2025, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. Call the Dryer Doctors today at 320-321-1600 for pricing on a new grain dryer, grain bin, air transfer system, or grain legs and conveyors. If you're in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily, and Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small in awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. This is the Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And we're at halftime here. A great first half of basketball and girls basketball. Minneota leading Dawson Boyd by 6, 30-24. Let's go through the scoring. First for the Minneota Vikings. They had seven different players score for the Vikings in the first half. Sarah Green is with a bucket. Krog with a bucket. Huzzabuzz with a three-pointer. Eden Mahar, a ninth grader, with 6 points. Claire Rost with 5. Nevaeh Hannon off the bench with 2. And your leading scorer is Jalen Cookett with 10 points. She's a sophomore. 10 points for Jalen. For Dawson Boyd, Lindsay Lund, all free throws for Lindsay. She has 4 points. Alyssa Swazinski hit 2 threes. She has 6 points. And her leading scorer, what a first half of basketball. Probably the best first half of basketball I've seen a ball player, boys or girls, play this year. Olivia Essling. Essling with 14 points, and she must have at least a half a dozen great first half for Essling. The lead changed many, many times in that first half. The Blackjacks actually had a 5-point lead with about 6 minutes to go before half, 16-11. And then tied up again, and then the Vikings went on a run. Jalen Cookett, I think, put in 6 quick points there to kind of get them up by five or six points there before half. So we're 30-24 halftime. Just for Kicks is out there. They'll be performing here. That's the music you'll hear in the background. Just for Kicks. There's a lot of little girls out there dancing right now. All right, let's go through some other scores in the Camden Conference. In the second half, Camby leading Ortonville 55-18. Central Minnesota Christian leading Yellow Medicine 13-2 with 10 minutes to go in the first half. And Lakeview and McRae, they're in a battle. Just before halftime, Lakeview leading McRae by 1 point, 20-19. That's girls basketball. And that'll wrap things up here tonight. Wait, folks, we got a half to go yet. We'll be back. We'll take a break here. This has been Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Shop Monica's on Chestnut Street. She's just right at kitty corner down from the school here. And she has a great business. And you can hear the roar of the crowd here for the Just for Kicks dancers performing out here at halftime in Dawson. Halftime, Vikings leading the Blackjacks 30-24. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
I'm Claire Stratmo. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only One place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q, part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 9 below. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 8 above. Lows around 2 below tomorrow night. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Wednesday and Thursday, low 30s. Wednesday, upper 30s by Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 37, Friday, 12, Saturday, and 0 on Sunday. Once again, a low of 9 below tonight, a high of 8 above tomorrow, low of 2 below tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, it's 1 degree above zero.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, Just for Kicks just wrapped up their routine at halftime here, and girls are back on the floor, ready to start the second half. What a first half of basketball, if you're with us. It was back and forth. You know, Dawson Boyd played a really good defense on a very good offensive Mineota team. Mineota leads by 6 at half here, 30-24. And we're ready to start the second half. The starters for Mineota: Greenis, Cookett, Ross, Mahar, and Huzzabuzz. For Dawson Boyd, Stratmon, Schreier, Lund, Swazinski, and Essling. What a first half for Dawson Boyd's Olivia Essling. She's only a 10th grader. She has 14 points here in the first half. Did a great job of rebounding. Great job of rebounding and putbacks. And she stands 5'11". She might be close to 6 feet. Anyway, here we go. Second half, 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. And Mineota Vikings will get the possession to start the second half. And it's stolen, an inbound pass. This is Schreier with a steal. And then she throws the ball out of bounds. She was trying to pass it back to Lindsay Lund. What a nice job by Laura Schreier of the Blackjacks, anticipating the pass across the court, picked it off. And then she was being harassed all the way down the floor. And now Mineota throws the ball away. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. 30-24, halftime score, Mineota by 6. In that first half, we had at least a dozen lead changes, at least. It was a fun first half of basketball. Probably the best half that Dawson's played, I think, this year. They really played well. Here's Stratmon for 3. It's off the back iron, rebounded by Cookett. Boy, she is all over the place. And Jalen Cookett. Here's Mahar down to Greenis. Greenis off the glass, missed the shot, and she's fouled, I think, by Lindsay Lund. Hey, tomorrow night I'll be right back here in Dawson. We'll have boys basketball for you. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks hosting Renville County West. Both good teams. Now Greenis gets the ball from the referee, and Dawson Boyd was not in the lane there for field goal, for free throws. Now Lindsay Lund comes over, steps where she's supposed to be. Greenis' free throw is good. 3 points in the ball game for the junior, Sarah Greenis. Second free throw on its way, nothing but net. Just underway, it's 32-24, Mineota. Schreier with the ball, and she traveled. She was turning to throw the basketball. She twisted her body, and she traveled. So the Vikings will get the ball. They'll bring it inbound right in front of head coach Rachel Hawkinson. And the Vikings come down the floor with the basketball. This is Claire Ross over to Greenis. To Jalen Cookett. Cookett looking, drives on Essling, goes to the basket, puts the shot up, missed the shot, gets a rebound, missed that shot. Now Essling and Cookett tie the ball up in possession with Dawson Boyd. Boy, Jalen had 2 shots there right underneath the Mineota basket, missed both of them, but got her own rebound in the second. Dawson Boyd with the basketball now, 32-24. Largest lead of the day for either team. I think the largest lead for Dawson Boyd was in the first half was 6. Here's a pass inside the lawn, and the ball's loose. Stratmon trying to save it, and Stratmon could not save it, and it'll be Mineota basketball. Leading 32-24, just underway here in the second half. Bringing the ball up the floor is Hustlebuzz. Kearson out on the outside in the corner there to cook it. Back to Rost. Here's Hustlebuzz. Top of the key, being guarded by Stratmon. Mineota being patient, looking for a good shot. Here's Greenis by the free throw line, and Sarah gets a bucket. 6 points for Sarah Greenis, four in the second half. 34-24, it's a 10-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Lund goes, splits a couple defenders, throws the shot up, no good. Essling with the rebound, and put back for Olivia. 16 for Essling. 34-26. I would keep feeding Essling the basketball. She is hot. Here's Maher, stops her dribble. Essling knocks it out of bounds. Good defense by Olivia. She's doing it on both ends. Yamlin comes into the game for Dawson Boyd. 34-26. Mineota leading. They inbound it. Mineota inbounds it underneath their own basket. Shot blocked by Essling. That was Cookett with the shot. Essling blocks it. Now Sozinski goes down, and it's picked off there by Ross. Ross to Cookett. Cookett scores. Jalen Cookett with 12 points. She leads the Vikings. And it's a 10-point lead for the Mineota Vikings, and the ball stolen by Hustlebuzz. Now she lost the ball out of bounds, and the Blackjacks, I think, will get the ball back here. Oh, no, we're going to call a foul. Ooh, who'd they call a foul on? I didn't see a foul there. I thought the ball just went out of bounds. Mineota will get the ball. They inbound it, and they go to number 14. And here's Cookett down low, shot up, no good. And guess who grabbed the rebound for Dawson Boyd? Essling. Wow. Driving to the basket, Stratmon picks it out to Sozinski, baseline three. Good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Mineota basketball. 36-26, 10-point lead for the Mineota Vikings, and they have the possession as they cross midcourt. Here's, oh, and the ball almost goes out of bounds. Cookett saves it. Oh, this is, this is number five, Claire Ross. And Ross puts the shot up and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd, Blackjack basketball. Did the Blackjacks need to go on a run here? They're down by 10. Blackjacks played such a good first half of basketball. Now Stratmon loses the ball to Maher. Eden Maher, ninth grader, took the ball right out of the hands of Claire. Mineota with the ball, top of the key to Greenis. Greenis going one-on-one here with Schreier. And here's a three-point shot put up there by Ross. No good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. And still remains a 10-point lead for Mineota. Here's Schreier. Drives to the corner, and she's fouled. No, it's a timeout. A timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson of the Blackjacks. With 13:30 to play in the second half, in the ball game, it's a 10-point lead for Mineota, 36-26, Dawson Boyd. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more basketball right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Tree trees, Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. 13:30 to go in the basketball game. 10-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. They lead 36-26. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. Here's a three-pointer by Jorgens. That's no good. Rebounded there by Mahar. Here come the Vikings with their 10-point lead. Three-point shot put up there by Huzzabuzz. No good. Rebounded by Esslein. Or Swazinski, excuse me. Swazinski with the rebound. Dawson Boyd with possession. They're down by 10. We've been stuck 36-26 probably for a couple minutes here. Nobody's really scored. Ball's knocked out of bounds there by Huzzabuzz. Dawson Boyd will keep the ball on their side of the court. Addison Jorgens will inbound it. She's a 10th grader. Gets it into Claire Stratmone. Stratmone drives, finds the opening, goes to baseline, pulls it back out. Now, Greenis almost stole it, but Dawson Boyd keeps it. Lund bounces in, and a shot by Lindsay, no good. Rebounded there by Nevaeh Hennin. Here's Huzzabuzz, top of the key. Greenis will drive in the paint, pulls it back out. 36-26 is your score, 10-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Huzzabuzz from way out, and it rolled around in the cylinder. No good, rebounded there by Seussner. And Coach Panka calling a timeout. So we'll take another commercial break with 12:21 to play. We remain 36-26, Minnesota. We'll be right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them.
And Pearson Huzzabuzz just hit a three-pointer for Minnesota, and that puts them up 39-26. And now on the other end, Dawson Boyd's Lindsay Lund grabbed the rebound, and she was going to put it up and in, but she was fouled. 39-26, Minnesota leading Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks have only scored 2 points so far in the second half. Lund's free throw, and she missed the free throw. She was perfect from the free throw line. 4 for 4 in the first half, and she missed the free throw there. Second free throw coming for Lindsay Lund, the Class A State Golf Individual Champion on last spring. Free throw's good. And she has 5 points, all from the free throw line. Here come the Vikings. Huzzabuzz just hit a three-pointer. Gets it over to Mahar. Here's Nevaeh Hennin. Hennin kicks it out in the corner to number 12. That's Seussner. And now the ball's loose. And I got a blackjack fighting for it. We got a jump ball. Good hustle there by Laura Schreier. Essling's back in the game. Jalen Cookett comes in for Minnesota. Addie Krog comes in for Minnesota as well. 39-27. Blackjack struggling to score here in the second half. They did very well. They put up 24 points in the first half. mostly thanks to Essling's rebounding and putbacks. Need to get Olivia a little more involved in the game here in the second half. Mineola on offense. Here's Jalen. Turns and shoots. No good. Ball's loose. Picked up by Cookett. She shoots again. That's no good. Still fighting for the rebound. And it's off Essling, so the Vikings will get the ball underneath their basket. 11-10 to play in the ball game. Mineola leads 39-27. Here's the inbound pass to Jalen. Out to Nevaeh Hennen, right in front of Coach Tanka. Now inside to Cookett, and she scores again. That's 14 points for the sophomore, Jalen Cookett. 41-27. Blackjack's down. Here's Lund. Here's Schreier for three. Good! Finally, the Blackjack gets the points here in the second half. A three-pointer by Laura Schreier, and it's 41-30. Blackjacks need to go on a big run here. Huzzabuzz, the Bay of Hennen will put up a long three. No! Nothing but net for Nevaeh Hennen. Five for Hennen. 44-30. Here's Lund for three from the baseline. No good. Hennen saves it. She's trapped in the corner. Gets it over to Huzzabuzz. Huzzabuzz across midcourt for the Mineola Vikings. Here's a shot put up by Krogh, and it's good. Number 22, Krogh with her second basket, and Coach Hawkinson calling a timeout. 9:58 to play. 16-point lead now for the Mineola Vikings. They lead 46-30. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Blackjack and Viking basketball right after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson opens 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, what a play by Dawson Boyd. Claire Stratmon, as we come out of commercial break, Stratmon stole the ball, went down and laid it up. And Mineola leads 46-32. Cook it down low again. Hard to stop Jalen Cookett, 16 points. She's tied with Essling. Essling also with 16, 48-32. Blackjacks need to run here. They've that first half they played very well. Here's, now a travel called on Schreier. Laura jumped up and down, and she knew it right away. 48-32. I think Laura was going to shoot a three-pointer, but then she wanted to pass it, but she couldn't make up her mind, and she just jumped straight up and down. That's traveling. And now a foul at midcourt on Stratmon. That's Claire's second. Vikings will inbound. Mineola comes in with a 9-5 record. Dawson Boyd 4-7. Mineola a two-game losing streak. They lost to a very good Central Minnesota Christian team, and then Friday night they lost to state-ranked Mayor Luthan. Mayor Luthan made the long trip from Mayor to Mineola on Friday, and they beat the Vikings. So the Vikings trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Right now they lead 48-32. We're 30-24 at the half. Mineola's outscored Dawson Boyd 16-6 in the second half. Long three-pointer by Stratmon. Ooh, that missed everything. And the Vikings, Nevaeh Hannon will put up a long three, and that's off the rim, no good. Lund with the rebound, and she's fouled. Lindsay Lund is fouled by Susner, I think, Susner. Blackjacks will get the basketball. They're down 48-32. We got 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. Blackjacks inbound. Hennon steals the inbound pass, and now Hennon threw it right into the hands of Essling. Essling kicks it in the corner. Here's Swazinski for three from the baseline. No good. Rebounded underneath by Lindsay, and Lund is fouled. And Lindsay Lund will go back to the free throw line. She's 4 of 5 from the line tonight. That foul was on Jalen Cookett, her first. Lindsay's at the line. Free throws up, and nothing but net. All of Lindsay Lund's points tonight are from the free throw line. She has 6 of 7. Second free throw. A little delay here for some reason. Now Lindsay's got the basketball. Second free throw is good. 7 points for Lund. 48-34. Mineota leading. Full court. Now the Blackjacks back off. Mineota gets the ball picked off by Essling. She has played a phenomenal game. Swazinski, Lund. And it goes right through the hands of Claire Stratmon. And you can see the disappointment on Claire's face. Ball slipped right through her hands. Pass all the way down the court. Now here's Maher, and the ball, Maher throwing it to Hennon, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. Blackjacks with the ball. Down 48-34 now. Here comes Claire Stratmon across midcourt. Right wing across the court to Swazinski, to Schreier. Laura left wing to Stratmon. Stratmon behind the back dribble by Claire. Goes to the basket, gets it over to Essling. Essling in the paint, fadeaway shot off the glass. No good, rebounded by number 12, Libby Susner. Vikings with the possession. Going right to the basket, laying it up off the glass was Rost, and Dawson Boyd gets the ball back. Down 48-34. See if they can get it under 10 here with 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Stratmon, Mineota playing much better defense here in the second half. Essling goes to the basket, almost lost the ball. Now she puts up the shot and banks that one in. My goodness. Essling with 18 points. 48-36. Mineota with the lead. Essling has 18 of the 36 points for Dawson Boyd. Essling with a foul. She's going to come out of the game now. That's her second or third for Essling. Nevaeh Hennon with the basketball. Right wing to Susner. Back to Nevaeh Hennon. 48-36 Mineota. Huzzabuzz. Hennon. Drives to the basket, scoops it up. Nice play by Nevaeh Hennon. Wow. Nevaeh with 7 points. 50-36. I think the Vikings average 57 points a game. Essling, or that's Swazinski, goes to the basket, shoots it, and it's no good. And it went out of bounds, so it'll be Mineota basketball. Once again, tomorrow night, I'll be right back here in Dawson. Blackjack boys take on RCW, a very good RCW team. Should be a good basketball game. Oh, the pass is intercepted by Lindsay Lund. Lund's going to go all the way to the basket, lays it up short. No good. Picked up by by number 5, Claire Ross. 50-36. Here's a shot in the paint by Green. It's no good. Rebounded by Swazinski. Coming up on 5 minutes left in the ball game, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Blackjacks with the basketball. Here's Lund at the free throw line. Picked off. Now we got a whistle. A steal there, but a foul. And, oh, that's away from the basketball. I'm not sure who the foul's on. Referee coming over to scores table. That's on Mineota's number 5, Claire Ross. That was way away from the basketball. I'm not sure what happened there. Substitutes coming in for Dawson Boyd with 5:06 to play. And the Blackjacks will inbound it. They lob it in. And the Blackjacks have it. Here's Lund. Loses the ball. Picked up there by Huzzabuzz. Blackjacks quickly down the floor. Ross with the layup. Wow, that was fast. And all of a sudden, the Vikings are dominating here now in the second half, 52-36. Blackjacks, Essling in the paint, being harassed, double-teamed, and she's called for travel. No, a foul on Mineota. See who the foul's on, number 20. Oh, 21 of the Vikings. Okay, Kirk Kearson, Huzzabuzz with the foul. Blackjacks inbound it, and the ball's kicked out of bounds there by the Vikings. Blackjacks keep the ball. 4:35 to play. Blackjacks ball. They're down 52-36. So Swazinski gets the ball. Inbounds it to Lund. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Mineota basketball. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks, the Vikings bringing the ball up the floor. No pressure here by Dawson Boyd. Vikings, Huzzabuzz, right wing, just Greenus, down low to Ross. Ross puts it up off the glass, no good. Essling with another rebound. Lund across midcourt for Dawson Boyd. Down 52-36. Here's Stratmone. Stratmone has an opening, goes to the basket, lays it up short, gets her own rebound, puts that up. That won't go. Essling with the rebound. Here's Schreier from the shot from the baseline. That won't go. Schreier gets her own rebound. And now a foul on Mineota. And not quite yet to the free throw line, so Dawson Boyd will inbound it underneath their own basket. Jalen Cookett returns to the floor for the Vikings. She has 16 points. She leads the Vikings in scoring. Blackjacks will inbound it to Essling. It goes through her and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Mineota basketball. Too many turnovers for the Blackjacks here in the second half. Blackjacks did not turn the ball over in the first half. It was a great first half of basketball. Back and forth, lead changes at least a dozen times. We'll talk all about that in the Neon Needles post-game show. Here's a three-pointer from the corner by Huzzabuzz. No good. Rebounded by Lund. Lund leads Schreier too long, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the Blackjacks throw the basketball away. Mineota will get it back. Vikings will bring the ball up the floor. Leading 52-36. 3 minutes. And 20 seconds to go. Oh, and Maher threw the ball right between the legs of Greenus, I believe, and it went out of bounds. So Dawson Boyd will get the basketball back. Blackjacks with the ball. Lund in the corner, being guarded by Cookett. Now Schreier cross court to Essling at the free throw line. Essling throws it over to Lund, and Lund, Stratmone for three. Stratmon for three. She's got 5 points, and it's 52-39. Under 3 minutes to play. Mignota with the basketball. Greenis goes to the basket, lays it up off the glass. No good. Cook it with a rebound and put back. That won't go. And another rebound for Olivia Essling. My goodness. Here's Stratmon, goes all the way to the basket, lays it up underhanded, playing all over the floor. And the referees blew their whistle. And it's going to be a black ball, they said. So the Blackjacks get the basketball. Underneath their basket, down 52-39. They need a bunch of three-pointers here. And they can do it. They inbound it to Lund. Lund goes to the basket, loses the ball, picks it up over to Schreier. Schreier, and the ball's picked off by Nevaeh Hannon. Hannon with the steal, and she'll hold it up. Boy, Nevaeh's quick. Here's Jalen underneath. Shot, no good. She's fouled by Essling from behind. And Jalen Cookett will go to the free throw line. She had 10 points in the first half. She has 16 now. And she'll shoot two free throws. Free throws up and no good. First one, no good. 52-39. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Cookett's second free throw on its way, and nothing but net. That gives her 17. So the Blackjacks, they got their backs to the wall now. Here's Lund for three. This would help, and it does. Lindsay Lund. It's a three-pointer. That's her first field goal in the game. She had scored 7 from the free throw line. Now she has 10. That was a big three-pointer. And the Blackjacks running out of time here. Here's Hannon to Mahar. To Greenis on the right wing, right in front of Coach Alan Panka. Greenis, Nevaeh in the deep in the corner, being trapped there. And she throws the ball. Stratmon steals it. And Cook it. Jalen gets the ball back, lays it up and in with her right hand. 19 points for Jalen Cookett. A minute 20 to play. Here's Lund underneath the basket and dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. It'll be Mignota basketball. 55-42 Vikings. Kirsten Huzzaba is taking her time bringing the ball across midcourt. Setting up the Mignota offense. The Greenis inside to Cookett. Cookett goes to the basket again. Look at double team. Shot up and good and scores again. My goodness. That was some great moves there by Jalen. And she's got a couple more years in her. She's only a sophomore. 21 points. Here's a three-pointer by Schreier with 43 seconds to play. That's no good. Cookett picks it up. She's going to take it herself down the floor. Spin move, shot up, no good. She's going into the free throw line. She'll shoot some free throws. Vikings will pick up a win here with 35 seconds to play, leading 57-42. That was Schreier's second foul. And Jalen Cookett at the free throw line. She missed the free throw. She'll get a second shot here. Well, the Blackjacks just struggled in the second half trying to score some points. Second free throw's good, 22 for Jalen. And Jalen Cookett's coming out of the game. Gets a nice hand from the Mignota crowd. 34 seconds to play, clock running, 58-42. Mignota, Suzinski throws it down low, picked off there by number four, or Greenis, excuse me. Vikings with the ball. Hannon with 18 seconds to play. They might just run the clock out here. And they'll just hold the ball. And they are. And so that's going to be your final score, 58-42. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-987578. That's 325-987578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison, wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Time now for the post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back, Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Minnesota Vikings defeat the Dawson Boy Blackjacks 58-47. Before we talk with Coach Rachel Hawkinson of the Blackjacks, we have Coach Alan Pink of the Minnesota Vikings here. Well, Taylor, two halves there, Alan.
Yeah, a little bit. We struggled a little bit shooting the first half and not taking care of the ball as well as we should have, and credit to them. They played good defense. They were scrappy.
They did.
They got on the boards. It took us out of a few things that we should be doing a little bit better, but that's what they did.
I think you had about a dozen lead changes there in the first half, and Dawson played really good defense.
They did. And they took us out of some things on offense, and we adjusted a little bit at halftime to what they're doing, and that made a little bit of a difference.
So what was that adjustment there in the second half? What did you do well in the second half?
Well, we switched people in and out of the post. We didn't always have Eden in there with Dawson's post player. Is a really good rebounder, so we got her out on the outside a little bit, and we were able to attack some other players that maybe weren't quite as tall on the inside, so that was what we tried to adjust to. So,
what were you happy with tonight, Alan?
Defensively, we did a good job. There's a couple things we still need to clean up a little bit better. A couple of those double screens, we were supposed to be switching, and by the time we got to the second one, we weren't switching, and it wasn't very aggressive. When we jumped up the intensity a little bit more the second half, then it was better. But there's always little things you can fix, and yeah, defensively it was pretty good, but we could work on.
She's smooth around the basket.
She is, and
for a young girl.
Right. And sometimes it almost looks too smooth and too effortless. It's like, sometimes I'm like, just go to the rim, please. Just go hard.
Yeah, she played well.
Yeah.
Yep. When you snapped a two-game losing streak, I was saying that two losses were to some very, very good teams.
Yeah. Yeah,
you had a tough week last week.
Right, CMC, well, we had Ortonville Monday, and then we had CMC Thursday and at home and lost to them by, I think it was 14 or 15, something like that. And very good first half. I think we were down by 3 at halftime, and then it was close most of the half, or most of the game until the last half of the second half. And then we played Mayer on Friday, who was number 2 in the state, and they showed it, and we fell behind like 17-4 to start the game, and We ended up losing by 15, so I called two timeouts right away at the start of that thing to try to stem the tide. And yep. then once it worked, we did all right, and we took care of the ball, and we did good things, but we just can't dig a hole that big against that good of a team.
Okay. All right, what do you got next?
Big game Thursday. We got KMS coming to Mingota.
They're undefeated,
I think. Yes, they are. They beat CMC earlier, and pretty much well, everybody that they played, they beat. So, yeah, they'll be a tough battle on Thursday night.
It's going to be a great section tournament, I think, in girls basketball.
I think so. I think it's very wide open, and and obviously right now CMC's got probably the upper hand with knocking us off, and we haven't seen McCray yet to know that. But, yeah, I would think that it's going to be a battle. Canby, Lakeview, there's Dawson. There's a lot of good teams.
Yep. All right, Alan, thanks for coming up and taking the time. If you see Jalen, tell her to come up. I got a shirt for her.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks. Alan Panka, head coach of the Mineota Vikings. And they win tonight 58-47. See if we can get Rachel up here. She's talking with her assistant coach, Terry White, down there. She just came out of the locker room. Let's go through the scoring here for Mineota. As I mentioned, Jalen Cookett with 22 points. Sarah Greenis had 6. Nevaeh Hennon with 7. Claire Rost with 7. Eden Maher with 6. Kirsten Husbuzz with 6. Addie Krog with 4. For Dawson Boyd tonight, Claire Stratmon with 5. Laura Schreier with 3. Lindsay Lund had 7 free throws. She was 7 and 8 from the free throw line. And she ends up with 10 points. Alyssa Szczynski with 6 points, 3 pointers in the first half. What a game for Olivia Essling of the Blackjacks. She ends up with 18 points. Coach Rachel Hawkinson's joined me. Rachel, great first half. Man, that's probably the best I've seen your team play defensively and offensively. Your first half was awesome.
I agree. I mean, I asked the girls to come out with energy, aggressiveness, leave it all on the floor, play the best they've played all year long right here, and I feel they did just that. Now it's the tale of two halves, trying to string them together.
Yeah. What happened in that second half?
Yeah, we just talked in the locker room. You know, I think sometimes we come out of the locker room a little cold. We need to not allow the other team to get early points, but rather ourselves still stay aggressive. So unfortunately, got down early and kind of lost our energy.
What a game. I don't think I've ever given a player the game to the other team that didn't come up to the win.
Yeah.
Essling played fantastic tonight.
She was a beast down low.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she didn't give up on those O-boards. Like, they'd get it in their fingertips, and she's like, nope, that's mine, and put it back up.
And she's just a sophomore, right?
She is.
Oh, wow.
She is. Yep, she hits the weight room every single morning, and it is paying off.
She looks like a basketball player.
Yeah. She was hustling. She was diving for balls, never giving up. Okay. Fun to see.
All right. Well, anything else on the game?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game. Mineota is always a strong competitor, so I'm just proud of how hard our girls played, and now we just got to string two halves together.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming up, Rachel. I appreciate it. What's next for you guys?
Thanks for being here. Go to YME Thursday, South Dakota Saturday.
Oh, South Dakota. Is that the boy girl?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So, it's going to be busy. Then our makeup game is McCray next Monday.
Oh, wow.
And Canby Tuesday. I mean, it's going to be busy.
Okay. I guess we'll pick up a couple games, I'm sure.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for taking
here.
The time, Rachel.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. And now we're going to have our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Come on, Jalen. You look scared. Yeah. We'll be fine. Jalen, I'm going to put you on the radio for the first time, right?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
How you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're just a 10th grader?
Yep.
Oh, wow. You played very well tonight. Talk about the game here with the Blackjacks. That first half, the lead changes were a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, talk about your game. You're very smooth underneath the basket. You like getting the ball down low?
Yeah. And.
Who played well for you tonight with the Mineota Vikings?
Like my team?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody played well, just getting the ball around, getting some shots off, and putting it in the basket.
Well, I got you for 22 points. That's pretty good. So you got to keep it rolling, right?
Yep.
Well, I give a player of the game T-shirt away, and it's from Neon Needles in Dawson here, and you get a T-shirt.
Thank you.
So just stick around, and we'll go off the air here, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll take a picture, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Jalen.
Yep.
Jalen Cookett, Neon Needles Subway player of the game with 22 points tonight.
that'll wrap things up here in Dawson. I went through all the stats already, and I'll be right back here tomorrow night. Dawson Boyd Boys will take on RCW 730. Right here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Mineota 58, Dawson Boyd 47. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International.